This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's and Greeks on the Square in Frankfort, along with Clinton County Daily News and Hardesty Landscaping. And our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Lost Lavi's Food and Freedom. I'm Ken, and I'm being joined again by Melissa Miller. Melissa, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing really well. It's Monday, but so be it.
Pretty much. It's definitely Monday.
I just killed a good day right there by saying that.
We're doing fine.
Yeah, we really are.
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Lots of things coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah. There sure is.
Actually, we got more July 1st.
Yeah. July 1st is Wednesday.
Stay off your phones when you're traveling.
Yes, that's right.
Unless you got a Bluetooth connection or
a cradle.
Yeah, you can put it in a cradle and talk on the speakerphone part of it. But, you cannot have it in your hand.
That's right.
So keep that in mind, folks.
That starts Wednesday.
Yep.
Your WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of north central Indiana for today. A chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89. Thunderstorms are possible tonight with a low of 70. Rain likely again tomorrow with a high of 87. Rain possible on Wednesday with a high of 86. In fact, there's a small chance of rain throughout the entire week. High on Thursday is 88. And there's also a chance of rain over the 4th of July weekend with highs near 90. It's currently 68 here at the Radio Ranch.
So. Yeah, at least they're finally keeping some of that rain down south. I mean, I know we need it.
Yeah.
But a whole weekend of it was kind of, especially the way it was coming through.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah, we found out firsthand how nice it was coming up here on Saturday. I'm still not happy about that.
No. So I'm sorry I wasn't closer.
That's all right.
It happens, though. Yeah, but
things do happen. Coming up at 8:45 as part of our Leading with 2020 Vision, we're going to have Clinton County Health Department Director Rodney Wan with us. Then at 9 o'clock as part of our continuing series with the superintendents of Clinton County, we're going to have Superintendent Don DeWeese from the Community Schools of Frankfort. He'll be in studio today at 9 o'clock. So should be a good show today and kind of looking forward to seeing. Of course, I saw Don Friday with all the other superintendents meeting they had with the health department. So.
Yeah, and you know, you got a feel for them because they're just as up in the air as what we are and everybody else, but even more so because so many families are affected by everything that's going on.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, it's just the way it is, and, you know, you go accordingly, and...
Yep, that's all you can do.
Okay, we got a caller right off the bat here. Caller on the air, go ahead.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
I'm doing lots of pitching and sorting and throwing away, and I found a magazine called Indiana History.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't realize why I had kept it, but in it is an article that talks about a book. It's known as the unknown novel, The Gas Buggy by Robert Patterson. And he talks about the Haynes, which was America's first car, which was built in Kokomo.
Mm-hmm.
And then Apperson that developed the Jackrabbit cars.
Right.
And it's it's a recap of the novel, but it was so interesting, and I thought, and it has pictures of Haynes and Apperson and so forth.
Okay.
So I thought anybody that's a car buff and interested in Kokomo's history might want to read it, and, it was, maybe 20 pages recap of it.
So okay.
It was kind of a fun thing.
Yeah.
And this was published back in 1933, the book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just thought maybe there might be somebody that'd like to know about it.
Okay, oh, we definitely appreciate that.
Okay, bye-bye.
You take care. Bye-bye. Anybody's got any comments or questions, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Give us a call and we'll talk about a lot of different things. Today I find this kind of interesting because today is hug holiday, which you're not supposed to do right now.
Yeah, no, we can't.
Well, we could.
And actually, did you know that the CDC, well, of course, we know everybody's opinion of the CDC right now.
Not good.
But they did say, and it has been backed up by, like, John Hopkins. I read John Hopkins Hospital, their report, their research and everything. And they said it's actually safer to hug a person than it is to shake hands with them.
I would probably have a tendency to agree with that.
Yeah, I would too. As long as they don't cough and sneeze on you, I think you're all good.
That's true. By the way, in case anybody didn't know this, the number of coronaviruses has now hit 10 million worldwide.
Not surprised.
Now, the numbers are out there, and they're not looking good. A grim milestone was reached this weekend when it was announced that the coronavirus pandemic has hit 10 million cases worldwide with nearly 500,000 deaths. One-fourth of both those counts from the U.S. The CDC thinks that for every one case, there's probably 10 more that have not yet been reported. They say that social distancing is still our best bet in fighting the disease, and they're encouraging young people with no symptoms to proactively get tested. I'm just going to say this. You know, are we going to say now, just because of all this, there's been no heart attacks in the last 3.5 months?
There's a lot of focus on everything else, but...
I don't buy the CDC in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, and Rodney's coming on here shortly.
And I think we can see that some of these deaths are caused, may have been related to.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Because it weakens the immune system, it weakens the organs, depending on where it attacks.
But everything is still chalked up to COVID, no matter if it's a heart attack, stroke, or whatever.
Right. It's just whether or not those symptoms the symptoms leading up to those actual acts were caused by the COVID, and I think that's where they're getting some of that determination.
Yeah.
So, which I can halfway understand. I mean, it's just like...
But that's not really actual reporting, or factual reporting, we should say.
To an extent, but you stop and look at cancer, and cancer isn't what actually outright causes someone's death.
It's
what it does to the organs, and as the organs die.
It's a symptom of that, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We have a caller here. Michael, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How about you two?
Yeah, we're doing just fine over here. We're doing.
That's all we can do.
That's right.
We're doing finer than a Georgia peach hair.
There you go.
I'm glad you said Georgia peach hair. Peach fuzz instead of a frog's hair. You know how many times I have heard the frog's hair thing?
Frog hair?
Yes. Yeah, and we won't discuss the rest of that one.
That's fine.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
I was just going to tell you, Saturday, I was going to go to the dump. That's free day, you know.
Uh-huh.
What is the name of that place? It's not just a dump, is it?
It's the landfill officially.
Landfill, okay.
Yeah.
I'll call it that then.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to the landfill, and when I left here, it must have been about 8:30, and I got out in a truck, and it was already loaded. Backed it out of the pole barn, went in, shut the doors, got back in the truck, started down the road, and it started sprinkling. And I thought, well, if it doesn't last any longer than this or any harder, I'm in good shape. When I got about a mile from home, it come down like fire hoses.
I know. We were here. We got knocked off the air because of that.
Yeah, we couldn't even see the tree lines because it was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see the puddles on the road, and my truck was hydroplaning quite a bit of the time. I wasn't going very fast either.
So out where you're at, how many inches of rain did you get over the weekend?
I have a half-inch lid on my trash barrel, and it was full.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Well, my daughter...
I don't have any rain gauges.
My daughter, well, we do. It's laying on the desk. My husband's never got it put up, but...
Well, I've got two or three in the drawer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my daughter actually, by the time we got through Saturday afternoon, already had 4.5 inches up by Rushville. That didn't count.
4.5?
Yeah, 4.5.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that I had that much, because when I got home... It had stopped raining hard when I got back home, but there wasn't a whole lot of puddles in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I didn't get that much. I don't know.
We didn't get as much. We live about, about 6 miles away from her, and we got probably half of what she got.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I was going to tell you, it rained like that all the way to the dump. Well, I did wear my boots. I didn't wear my gym shoes. And I thought, I'm going to get wet over here. So I pulled in there, and I backed up, like they told me, to the place to unload my junk and started to get out. Boy, it was just pouring down. And that guy came over, and he said, no, stay in your truck. I'll take care of it for you. And you know those guys came out and unloaded all my whole truck for me.
Well, that's good. Wow.
They are above a bunch of nice guys out there.
Yep, above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. The Frankfurt landfill.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yep. Okay. That's all I had, guys.
All right.
I just wanted to thank them for doing all that for me.
Well,
I'm sure they appreciate that.
I'm sure they do, too.
Okay.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. This has been an ongoing situation. I did not know this had become official till I saw this morning. Mississippi is going to remove the Confederate flag from its state flag.
Yeah.
About time.
Yeah, I agree.
The state legislature passed a bill yesterday that would remove the Confederate flag from its state flag. Current flag has flown since 1894 and was the country's last state flag to feature the Confederate emblem. The Magnolia State will be looking for a new flag design by mid-September, with state voters approving vetoing the design by November the 3rd. This is a little disheartening. More than half the restaurants are going to close permanently that we have out there now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are mom and pops, and they just can't keep going.
Some restaurants are slowly reopening. Some will never open again. New data from Yelp. I love that title. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, it's a mm-hmm. research thing, yeah.
Shows that 53% of restaurants that closed during lockdown will now close permanently. The numbers show that the largest uptick of closings were in March, because for some businesses knew right away they would never survive without a steady stream of revenue. Los Angeles had the most closures, followed by New York City and Seattle. That's not surprising. The study suggests that unless landlords can forgive rent, It will be over very soon for even more restaurants. So.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. But there again, you got to look at, unless these buildings are owned corporately, if they're owned by individuals, they count on that rent to survive mm-hmm. as well. So it's a catch-22 all the way around.
I have not seen this little thing here, but I think I'd like to see this. The sloth robot.
The sloth robot?
That's what it says here.
Okay.
If you happen to be visiting the Atlanta Botanical Gardens, you may notice a new sloth hanging from trees, introducing SlothBot.
Ooh.
A 3-foot-long solar-powered robot that monitors temperature, weather, carbon dioxide levels, and more as it slowly looms over the gardens. Its creators from Georgia Tech say SlothBot can help them understand what's happening between pollinators, plants, and animals, and aid them in conservation efforts of all species.
So is there a picture of it or anything?
No, I don't have a picture.
We're going to have to hunt for that, because I want to see if it looks like the animatronics that they have for, like in Disney World and, mm-hmm. and Disneyland, because those things are extremely lifelike.
Yeah, and I'd like to see one, because I'm not a fan of sloths. I am a fan of koala bears.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there's not a heck of a lot of difference, because there really isn't.
No, sloths are interesting.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they just have one speed.
Yeah. Extremely slow.
Yep. Yep. We got a lot going on this weekend. We probably ought to remind our listeners of stuff that's going on. Fourth of July. We're going to have your coverage from the TPA Park starting at 8 p.m. and roughly around 10 or so, when the fireworks kick off, we're actually going to have patriotic music to go with them.
Yes, we'll have our little countdown of the fireworks.
But you'll be able to rock out from all evening long to classic hits. We're gonna party hard.
Okay.
We're going to party hard.
Are you DJing or somebody else?
I imagine somebody else will, but Kevin and I have already talked about music and stuff. So, yeah, we'll be partying hard. So okay. Well, it'll be good.
I know I've done that. I've done that a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun. It is fun to do that and put the music together and everything. So,
yep.
And then right after that, I mean, it's a big weekend. We got the Brickyard 400 coming up.
Well.
And that's on Sunday. The fireworks are on Saturday, and on Sunday is the Brickyard, as long as it doesn't get rained out.
I don't know why I kind of thought they had moved that, but
they moved the
Move 500, I know.
The 500, but yeah, August, no, they have not moved the Brickyard. Brickyard is on track for 3 p.m. coverage right here on WILO. In fact, I think we are going to be simulcasting that on Shine 99, too, as well, our sister station. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday for the Brickyard 400.
Okay, don't let me forget. I need to go back to something that's related to that, but I need to get to this first.
Go for it.
As part of our Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Clinton County Health Director Rodney Wan. Rodney, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you gentlemen today?
Well, I think I'm all right. So, got Melissa here with me, so we're doing fine this morning.
How is everyone today then?
Yeah.
It's okay, Rodney, believe me.
Yeah, we're doing
it's Monday.
We're doing all right.
Yep.
So, what's our testing situation right now?
We are still testing in the county. We had a bit of a glitch with getting supplies in, actually, believe it or not. We ran out of test kits Friday because we had several come in that were walk-ins. But we are still testing over at the 1234 Rossville Avenue location, which is the old Covenant Academy there.
And the new Healthy Communities building.
Home of Healthy Communities and the health department.
Right, and your new digs coming of your sin.
Yes. We have 277 cases currently in Clinton County. So
okay.
We've kind of leveled off, I guess some would say, but also testing has softened some. In other words, we're only seeing maybe 40 or 50 per day coming in, and some of those obviously are folks who are retesting because they were positive once and now need a negative to return. So
okay. What's the hour? Still 8 to 6?
8 to 6 p.m., yes.
And they're going to be here past Wednesday or what?
Yes. Actually, State Department of Health rehired the Optum folks, re-signed that contract. So we'll be at that location at least till the 15th of July.
All right.
And I'm working to try to get another location that will suffice for the rest of the month. So I know at least we're going to try to get through the end of July with testing still available.
What about people who are probably asymptomatic? What do you suggest for them?
Obviously if they are asymptomatic, they don't know that they're sick. So the only reason or someone would think to get tested would be if they've been in contact with a positive case or suspected positive case.
Okay, so, but if you feel good, everything should be fine.
Well, yes, and if you are in that category that I just mentioned, then you should try to get tested if you can.
Okay.
Because you may be asymptomatic and still the positive test will come out and that'll tell you that you should be self-isolated in the meantime until so many days pass by. And that'll help our community overall. I think really at this point, again, part of what we do in writing our own history on this is if the folks that we do identify as positives do what they're supposed to do and stay home, then our community is going to fare much better than if they don't heed that recommendation.
Hey, Rodney, just curiosity, and I know this, I'm not sure what the state is recommending. Maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't. People as different attractions in different states are opened up and people are beginning to travel a little bit. What do you suggest about to somebody that's maybe traveled out of state and coming back in as far as the recommendations should be for them before they try to continue going back to normal?
Well, if you go back to the original start of this, that recommendation was they should self-quarantine for 14 days. That's quite a bit of days past coming back from vacation. And to do so without knowing that you're, necessarily exposed, it might be more restrictive than need be. They need to be concerned with where they're going and what's the status of that particular area that they're going to, and then what activities that they're actually engaging in when they do go on vacation. If they're going downtown and shopping and maybe stopping in at a local festival, hanging out at the fireworks display, around folks that they're not sure of, and they're not wearing a mask, then they're more at risk than if they were going somewhere to camp and stay more relatively secluded. So they really need to look at those behaviors and the location they're going to. And then if they feel like they were in a high-risk situation, then I would suggest within 4 days or so of returning that they maybe at least consider getting tested to make sure that they haven't picked anything up.
Okay. What about the Saharan dust cloud? If it gets two here, which I don't know if it's going to make it or not, if it does, what should we think about doing?
Well, anyone, and I'm not an expert in that area, but I would think environmentally, anyone who has issues with breathing or asthma or some of those predetermined problems with breathing should probably look at it as an adverse air quality day during those times and stay in and restrict their physical activity as much as possible when they're outside. So for the rest of us, we should at least consider, you know, the whole idea that, you know, if we are outside doing physical activities, that may be something that we get impacted by when we're out, and that we should consider maybe, you know, limiting the amount of time out there during that time.
Okay, do you see an elevated risk out there because of with only two states that are reporting a decline in new cases in this country? Should we change some things, or should we try and keep going with the way we're doing?
I think we should be learning lessons from the states that were a little ahead of us and realizing that how painful it's going to be to backstep and maybe in some cases impossible. And I think we should really re-look at the things that we're considering to fire forward on. And again, a lot of that was written up with the idea that states were seeing no new cases and there was being a decline of so many weeks, and we just really haven't seen that. And then when we see that these other states, now I think maybe close to 30 of them numbering now, are in real trouble.
Yeah, 36 are showing increases.
Yeah. So I think we should learn those lessons, not through experience, but through by seeing what's going on right now and maybe sitting down and rethinking some of the goals that we've been trying to accomplish over the summer. So
okay. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, other than, you know, everyone stay safe when you're out. I think we're going to hear shortly from the CDC that masks are not only protecting others around you, but that they protect you from the virus itself. So my hope is we're going to get clarity on that shortly.
And it would be good because either we do or we don't. I don't like this,
yes.
You know.
The ominous is always scary. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, I will admit, I have not worn a mask unless I've absolutely had to.
Sure.
But well, you know.
And I think the one thing I'd like to say, and I may be wrong, but I believe from reeling all the way back on this, I don't think it would have been public health that would have ever said let's shut the economy completely down when this first began. I think that more or less that now that we're looking at problems again, I think public health is going to have to say that we're going to need to wear masks more often and keep the economy going instead. So we'll keep that thought in mind when we're moving forward.
Right, yeah. I know the state of California has, the governor has declared mask when in public for all residents, and I look for more states to follow. A lot of governors have left it up to counties to make those determinations, and I do look for that. I'm like Ken. I don't wear one all the time. I try to, but I'm also an asthmatic, and sometimes it does cause me issues.
Sure.
But
and you can do it limitedly and still get the protection you need. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So I still, you know, because I'm an asthmatic, I look at it as I'm not only helping save somebody else, but I might be lessening the severity for me myself.
Yep.
Well, yeah, as I said, I'm not an astronaut, but I'm figuring if it's keeping droplets from going out, it has to be keeping them from coming in as well. I think part of the reason they didn't go right away and say the mask alone will help you is because you can get it through eye contact, through droplets. And I think they were always hesitant to say, well, the mask alone will protect you when you're out.
Well, it's the same.
Yeah.
As the saying goes, the coronavirus is in charge and we're not.
That's exactly right. And it hasn't gone anywhere. It's out there waiting for us still.
That's right.
So.
Yep.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Rodney, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time. Take care of yourself. Okay.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. That's been Rodney Wan, who's the Clinton County Health Director. He's the one we've been talking about leading with 2020 Vision as part of our partnership with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. We do that every day at day 45 here on this station. So, also, you know, there's lots of other things to, you know, go along with that. I mean, I've got a couple other stories here, but the other thing I was going to talk about before we got into that is that it appears as though the Indy 500 is likely to be blacked out on Indianapolis TV over the weekend. That's another reason why. So if you get a chance to listen to it, listen, you know.
Listen through us, yes, definitely. Yes, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, though, that the satellite's still going to have it. I'm hoping they don't block me out. I mean, I watched 3 races yesterday from the Poconos. So.
I did not watch that many yesterday.
Oh, I watched all 3. Well, of course, the one got postponed because of rain that was supposed to happen on Saturday night. So they had 3 races back-to-back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to get this in because of my favorite individual, one of my favorite individuals here. Mike Pence. Over the weekend, and I'm glad he at least said what he said to a certain extent, but, you know, he didn't quite go far enough.
Yeah.
He said that all lives matter because he refused to say that black lives matter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want him to do one thing. Please tell him and his wife about the LGBTQ community who has been barred from any of their facilities, any of the schools that they go through and those kind of things, and just think about the $6 billion that Mike Pence cost the state when he refused to have them in the state 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, and speaking of schools, did you see where our illustrious Secretary of Education is trying to defer money to private schools?
Which one, Tony? Jennifer DeVos?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, she's trying to defer money to private schools away from public schools.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Again. Yeah.
So.
I know.
She's not all together with the world either. And I do mean that, and I'm not even going to laugh about it.
Yeah.
And what I was just saying about the coronavirus has the upper hand, a former director of the CDC says the country is trying to catch up in the battle against the coronavirus. On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Tom Frieden says things will get worse in a few weeks because it'll take a while for physical distancing measures to show up in the numbers. Frieden emphasized what he called the 3 W's. Those include wearing a mask and washing your hands.
Yeah, I mean, they're just now closing the beaches in Florida. So you're looking at 2 weeks from now where we're going to see the major impact from those being still being open.
Uh-huh.
And, bars in Texas. The state of Texas has now closed all bars, and I think they have closed their beaches as well.
I think they have, too. And I don't know what Arizona is exactly doing right now. But
I know... California has closed part of some of the counties.
Uh-huh.
The governor has ordered some of the counties closed. So the ones that are hardest hit, he has closed completely again.
Okay.
Even though they were halfway doing, they weren't doing too bad, and then all of a sudden it just exploded again.
Right. I'm very proud, and I'm not a Coke person. I'm a Pepsi person. I'll be the first person to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really glad to see what Coke is doing.
Yeah, the new one.
Coca-Cola is pausing advertising on social media platforms over concerns of hate speech.
Yep, so is Starbucks.
The company says it's reassessing its advertising standards and will make changes as needed. Also noted it expects platforms to get rid of hate, violence, and inappropriate content. Unilever also announced that it's pulling ads from Facebook and Instagram through the end of the year, and that's a big chunk out of their budget.
Yeah, and that's actually, I know Starbucks announced theirs. There's several other companies that are following suit, but I think Coke was the first one to go.
Yeah, I think you're right. And an international monitoring system in Sweden is detecting higher than usual levels of radiation over the Baltic Sea. According to Reuters, the levels are not high enough to be harmful to humans, but the report indicated that the radiation is possibly coming from Western Russia. A year ago, Moscow admitted the accidental death of several scientists involved in the testing of a new weapons system. Researchers say the isotopes being detected in the air over Sweden are associated with nuclear fission. Oh, joy. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's just another thing to blame Russia for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this world coming to?
I don't know.
I don't know if I really want to find out.
Yeah. I could read some... read some things and maybe come up with an answer.
Oh, I got a few more things sitting over here.
But I try not. I try not to push my opinion.
Politicize too far?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and take a break right now. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny B's, Pepe's, and Griggs on the Square in Frankfort, along with Clinton County Daily News and Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, our Dente Dental Law, Slappy's Food and Freedom, and we'll be right back.